you get jealous of your girl, you get jealous of other guys around her, you're a little bitch and you get super insecure, I'll show you how to actually deal with this stuff. So, let's say I saw a video the other day of this guy who, don't know if it's real, but he goes to the airport and his girl was going on a girls trip. He goes to the airport and she's there on her own and he just charges over and he just goes, hey, where are the girls? And she's like, what are you doing here? He's like, where are the girls? You told me you were going with the girls. Yeah, but it's just, and it escalates. They start arguing. He starts asking these questions. He finds out she's going to meet another man and he persists. What? Why would you stand there? He stands there going, but you said to me, so all those times you... Doesn't matter. It's over. Just get out of there, you pussy. Just move on. And this is the problem with so many of you guys. You're fighting for something that you shouldn't be fucking fighting for. You're fighting over an empire of dirt. If, like, for example, I love my girl. I've been in a relationship with her for about a year. We've known each other for 2 years. It's going great. You know, it's just like, I love her to pieces. I've got investment in there. Like, we've spent time together. I hope it goes all the way, you know? But, like... If she just says to me tomorrow, if she just went, by the way, I cheated on you, I'd be like, ah, that's a shame. That is a real shame. Yeah, it makes me a little bit sad, but yeah, never mind. Yeah, goodbye. Like, I don't understand why people stick around and do the argument thing. I don't know why people get jealous. Oh, my girl posted a bikini pic online. Yeah, it was like, there's no need to change her. There's no need to argue with her. There's no need to ring her up and go crazy and ask her to take it down. Just leave. Just delete her number, block her number, move on, never see her again. She's going to be like, what the hell happened? Oh, no, I just have a set, rule set when it comes to morals, and I just don't allow this crap. It's like if you're in a job and they just have certain rules and you're walking around the office saying the N-word and they're like, oh, mate, you're fired. Do you know what I mean? Like, you mess up an account and you lose like 7 million for the company and they're like, ah, sorry, I've got to let you go. It's just as simple as that. Like, I don't know why people get so invested and get so angry. Oh, your girl was flirting with another guy on a night out and you caught her. She's no longer your girl. Just like, goodbye, just move on. Everyone's like, what do you think I should do? Why the fuck are you even asking, what should I do? Just move on. It's the same for women. Like, if my girl caught me talking to another girl, laughing, joking, grabbing her hips and stuff, I'd expect to just walk away, never come back and go and find somebody better. I don't know why people get so insecure, like they need somebody. I don't need anybody. You either do your fucking job and do it well, or we're not together. You know, either show me the same respect I show you, or we're not together. It's the simplest system in the world, but so many guys are such pussies that they finally get a 7.2 out of 10. And they're like, I can't lose her. I can't lose her. She makes me feel good. People think I'm a winner when I'm holding her hands and we're walking down the road together. And it's just like, bro, if she does something wrong that you don't like and you have a set morals in place and you have your dream woman idea and she doesn't fit that, just walk away. You don't have to change her.